Welcome to the Race with Jesus podcast, 10 minutes every day with life with Jesus meets yours. You've got your daily Bible reading for Saturday, January 18th, 2019. Today, looking at Genesis chapters 33 and 34. The famine in the land was severe. So when they had eaten all the grain that they had brought from Egypt, their father said to them, "Go back and buy a little more food for us." Judah said to him, "The man sternly warned us, 'You shall not see my face unless your brother is with you. If you send your brother with us, we will go down and buy food for you. But if you do not send him, we will not go down. Because the man said to us, "You shall not see my face unless your brother is with you."' Israel said, "Why did you treat me so badly by telling the man that you had another brother?" They said, "The man interrogated us about ourselves and about our relatives. He asked, 'Is your father still alive? Do you have another brother?' We just answered his questions. Is there any way that we could have known that he would say, 'Bring your brother down here'?" Judah said to his father Israel, "Send the boy with me, and we will get up and go, so that we may live and not die, both we and you, and also our little ones. I will serve as a guarantee for him. You can hold me accountable for him. If I do not bring him back to you and set him in front of you, then let me bear the blame forever. Look, if we had not delayed, we certainly could have returned for a second time by now." Their father Israel said to them, "If it must be so, then this is what you should do. Put some of the best products of the land into your containers and take a gift for the man. A little balm, a little honey, spices and myrrh, pistachios and almonds. Also take double the amount of silver with you. Take back the silver that was returned into the mouths of your bags. Perhaps it was an oversight. Also take your brother, get going, and return to the man. May God Almighty grant you mercy before the man, so that he will release your other brother and Benjamin to you. But if I am deprived of my children, I am deprived." The men took that present, and they took double the amount of silver with them. They also took Benjamin. They got up, went down to Egypt, and stood before Joseph. When Joseph saw Benjamin with them, he said to the manager of his house, "Bring the men into the house, butcher an animal and prepare it, for the men will dine with me at noon." The manager did as Joseph commanded and brought the men to Joseph's house. The brothers were afraid because they were brought to Joseph's house. They said, "Because of the money that was returned into our bags the first time, we are being brought in, so that he may find a pretext against us, pounce on us, seize us as slaves, and take our donkeys." They approached the manager of Joseph's house and spoke to him at the door of the house. They said, "Please, my lord, we really did come down the first time to buy food. When we came to the lodging place, we opened our bags, and to our surprise, each man's silver was in the mouth of his bag, the full amount of our money. We have brought it back with us. We have also brought down with us additional money to buy food. We did not know who put the money into our bags." He said, "There is no problem. Do not be afraid. Your God, the God of your father, has given you treasure in your bags. I received your money." He brought Simeon out to them. The man brought them into Joseph's house and gave them water so that they could wash their feet. He gave their donkeys fodder. They prepared the gift for Joseph, who was coming at noon, because they heard that they would be eating bread there. When Joseph came home, they presented him with the gift that they had brought to the house, and they bowed down to the ground in front of him. He asked about their welfare. "Is your father well, the old man of whom you spoke? Is he still alive?" They said, "Your servant, our father, is well. He is still alive." They bowed down and prostrated themselves. Joseph looked up and saw Benjamin, his brother, his mother's son, and he asked, is this your youngest brother, the one you told me about?" He said, "God be gracious to you, my son." Joseph hurried out because he was overcome by his emotions over his brother, and he looked for a place to weep. He went into his room and wept there. Then he washed his face and came out. After he regained control of himself, he said, "Serve the meal." They served Joseph by himself, the brothers by themselves, and the Egyptians who ate with him by themselves, because the Egyptians do not eat with Hebrews, for that is repulsive to the Egyptians. The brothers were seated in front of him. They were lined up in order, starting with the firstborn based on his birthright, down to the youngest based on his youth. And the men expressed their amazement to each other. He sent servings to them from his table, but Benjamin's portion was 5 times as much as any of theirs. They were drinking, and they were feeling the effects. Chapter 44. Joseph commanded the manager of his house, "Fill the men's bags with food as much as they can carry. Put each man's money into the mouth of his bag. Put my cup, the silver cup, into the bag of the youngest, along with his money for the grain." The manager did exactly what Joseph told him to do. As soon as it became light in the morning, the men were sent on their way with their donkeys. When they had left the city and still were not very far away, Joseph said to his manager, "Get up, pursue these men. When you overtake them, ask them, 'Why have you repaid evil for good? Isn't this the cup that my lord drinks from, and that he uses for divination? By doing this, you have done evil.'" The steward caught up to them and spoke these words to them. They replied, "Why does my lord say such things? Your servants would never do such a thing. That money which we found in the mouths of our bags, we brought it back to you from the land of Canaan. Why then would we steal silver or gold out of our lord's house? If your cup is found with any of your servants, let him die, and we will also be my lord's slaves." He said, "Fine, it will be just as you said. If it is found with anyone, he will be my slave, and the rest of you will be blameless." Then each man quickly lowered his bag to the ground, and each man opened his bag. The manager searched, beginning with the oldest and finishing with the youngest, and the cup was found in Benjamin's bag. Then they tore their clothing, and each man loaded his donkey and returned to the city. When Judah and his brothers came to Joseph's house, he was still there. They fell to the ground before them. Joseph said, "What did you think you were doing? Don't you know that a man like me can discover things by divination?" Judah said, "What can we tell, my lord? What can we say? How can we clear ourselves? God has exposed the guilt of your servants. Here we are. We are my lord's slaves, both we and the one in whose hand the cup was found." Joseph said, "I would never do that. The man in whose hand the cup was found will be my slave. But as for the rest of you, go up in peace to your father." Then Judah approached him and said, "O my lord, please let your servant speak to my lord directly. Do not let your anger burn against your servant, because you are just like Pharaoh. My lord asked his servants, 'Do you have a father or a brother?' We said to my lord, 'We have a father, an old man, and a child in his old age, a young one. His brother is dead, and he alone is left from his mother, and his father loves him.' You said to your servants, 'Bring him down to me, so that I may see him with my own eyes.' We said to my lord, 'The boy cannot leave his father, for if he were to leave his father would die.' You said to your servants, 'Unless your youngest brother comes down with you, you will never see my face again.' And so it was that, when we came to your servant, my father, we told him about the words of my lord. Our father said, 'Go again, buy us a little food.' We said, 'We cannot go down. If our youngest brother is with us, we will go down, because we cannot see the man's face unless our youngest brother is with us.' Your servant, my father, said to us, 'You know that my wife gave birth to 2 sons for me. The one has departed from me, and I said, I am sure he is torn to pieces, and I have not seen him since. If you take this one away from me as well, and mishap comes upon him, you will bring my gray hairs down to the grave with sorrow. So now, when I come to your servant, my father, and the boy is not with us, since my father's life is bound up in the boy's life, when he sees that the boy is no more, he will die. Your servants will bring down the gray hairs of your servant, our father, to the grave with sorrow. For your servant became a guarantee for the boy to my father. If I do not bring him to you, then I will bear the blame before my father forever. So please let your servant stay as a slave to my lord instead of the boy, and let the boy go up with his brothers. For how can I go up to my father if the boy is not with me? How could I stand to see the evil that will come on my father?" This is the word of our God. And we see here especially 2 things. First of all, that Joseph's words and Joseph's work, even as somebody who is unknown to them, that Joseph has provided time and opportunity for their consciences to take effect. you know, the conscience being that voice of God's law in their hearts, in our hearts. And every person has a conscience. And here, these 11 sons of Jacob, they're demonstrating their guilt. And by their words, they also show that they feel guilty. Because sometimes the conscience can mislead us, you know. There's the feelings of guilt, and there's the actual guilt. And all this time, all that we have heard from them is, our brother is no more. But there was a change in this chapter. And that change in particular is centered around Judah. After all, it was Judah's idea to get Joseph out of the cistern and sell him to the Ishmaelites. And it's noteworthy, and maybe Joseph is looking for this, to see if all the people who maybe have had a change of heart, to see what Judah would do, especially when this other son of Rachel is here. And in the previous chapter, chapter 43, that other son of Rachel had been favored in what he had been given to eat. He got five times as much as everybody else, just like Joseph had that coat of many colors. And so there's ample opportunity for them to demonstrate their jealousy, but they didn't. And here in chapter 44, verse 16, we've got this turning point. Judah said, "What can we tell my Lord? What can we say? How can we clear ourselves?" And here it is. "God has exposed the guilt of your servants." He confesses his guilt to this man that he doesn't even know is his brother. And he says, you know, God has really shown us what we have done, and it was wrong. So that's the first thing. The second thing to take away today is, who is Judah? Judah is the one patriarch from whom Jesus would be descended. And we see that Judah is just as much or even more of a scoundrel than the others. But thanks be to God. Thanks be to God, not just that he was born of people who were sinful, and he himself without sin, but thanks be to God that he came to earth to set us free. He willingly took on our sin and suffered our punishment in our place, just as Judah is like, you know what, put me in slavery and let the boy go. Jesus has done even more. Not just, he didn't come here to be in slavery. He came in here to be condemned for our sin so that you and I would be set free. And so as you go about your day, just take a moment to give thanks to God. Give thanks to God that he loves you so much. And he loves you so much that he points out your sin. And then he points out your Savior who has carried your sin for you and set you free. God bless your day.